One of the things that cell phone providers often boast about in their advertisements is the number of G's in their data network. I think when I first got a cell phone, 3G was kind of the cutting edge, and then it became 4G, and now I think it's 5G often when I pull up my phone. Today I want to talk to you about 2G's. I don't have 5 G's, but the fewer G's, the shorter the homily, so you can be grateful for that, I suppose. Today, the Archdiocese of St. Louis celebrates Stewardship Sunday throughout the Archdiocese. And I want to speak to you about the 2 G's of stewardship. What is stewardship? Simply put, stewardship means recognizing that everything I am and everything I have is a gift from the Lord, entrusted to me by him to be a steward. And it's a call to share those gifts, to discern how the Lord is calling me to give of myself for others. And so we can summarize all of this with 2 G's. The first G of stewardship is gratitude, thankfulness. Gratitude is the virtue that recognizes something as a gift. Right? What do we learn from a very young age from our parents? Anytime we received a gift, mom or dad would say, "What do you say?" Thank you. Gratitude. And if we want to be good stewards, we're called to practice this virtue of gratitude throughout our lives, to foster this recognition that everything is a gift. Even every breath I take and every beat of my heart is a gift given me by the Lord. And that first G of the virtue of gratitude then begets a second G of generosity. Generosity is like the child of gratitude. Because once I recognize that I've been given so many gifts, the natural response then is to be generous in sharing those gifts with others, paying it forward, as we often say. Generosity is the virtue that gives without counting the cost. St. Paul spoke to us about that this morning, in these beautiful words from his letter to the Philippians, when he said, "Do nothing out of selfishness or vainglory, rather humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interests, but also for those of others." And then he held up for us the perfect, heroic example of our Lord Jesus Christ himself, who offered his very life as a sacrifice of thanksgiving, of gratitude to God the Father, and poured out generously the gift of salvation for us. When I think about our parish, I'm amazed quite often at how well we live these virtues at SGM. And we saw it again over this last year in a special way, over these last 6-7 months or so. When the whole world shut down back in March, I wasn't sure what it was going to mean for our parish and what things would look like for us. But very quickly, one parishioner had the awesome idea of the Rosary conference call, so that even though we couldn't be together in person every night, those who wanted to pray together could do so through the gift of technology. Many pitched in to lead the rosary each night. That call continues even to this day, every night at 7:30. And when it became clear that live streaming was going to become kind of a new reality for us, not just for a couple weeks or months, but long term, I put one sentence in the bulletin inviting contributions to help us install a permanent camera, and within days, the cost was covered. The camera's mounted at the back. Many are joining us at this very Mass, thanks to that generosity made in gratitude to our parish. When we reopened for Mass, We had an army of volunteers step up to sanitize the pews day after day after day. That too continues. And even our offertory, amazingly, didn't even miss a beat. You all have been so generous in continuing to sustain the beautiful work that our Lord is doing here at SGM. Gratitude and generosity. It's what fuels the church and how beautifully it's done here at St. Gerard. As your pastor on this Stewardship Sunday, I want to practice those two G's by saying a big thank you on behalf of our whole parish to all of you for the way that you live this call to stewardship in your lives. And I want to resolve anew on behalf of myself and our whole parish staff that we will continue to generously do our best to serve you as we continue to strive as a parish family to grow together in holiness and love and virtue, as we continue to journey towards our ultimate calling to become saints. You know, our Lord gave us the church not just as kind of one option among all the different groups and organizations and clubs that we can join. The Lord gave us the church as our spiritual home, as the place in which we can be gathered together as his family. The Lord gave us the church as our guide on the path to heaven, as his instrument for continuing to pour forth his grace and the sacraments, to continue to hand on faithfully his teaching that he entrusted to the church and especially to her magisterium, as the place where we can experience already here on earth that perfect communion that we will know in heaven. And our parish is how we experience the church very concretely and directly in our lives. And I think as we consider all the struggles and trials that our whole world has faced in these past months, the church has continued to be there for us, continued to sustain us and support us. And one of the tasks, perhaps the most urgent task, that will be before us when the pandemic ends, please God, someday soon, it will be building up again the church, calling people back, perhaps with even more fervor and zeal than ever before, inviting our friends and our family, perhaps who are away from the church, to come home again, precisely because it is in the church that we experience this fullness of life the Lord desires for us. And so our stewardship, our gratitude, and our generosity, above all, in how we commit ourselves to the life of the church and our parish, is so vital and important these days. At the very heart, of course, of the life of the church is this, the Holy Mass. We call the Mass the source and the summit of our whole faith, of the whole Christian life, because it's here, especially, that we practice this stewardship that summarizes really our whole life as Christians. In every Mass, at the preface before the Eucharistic prayer, the priest says, "Let us give thanks to the Lord our God." And you all respond, "It is right and just." Gratitude happens here above all. The very word Eucharist means thanksgiving, because on this altar a sacrifice of thanksgiving is lifted up to the Father day after day after day. In that preface, the priest says, "It is right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give thanks to you." Gratitude happens here, first of all. And so does generosity. First of all, on the part of God, who renews for us his covenant, who generously, day after day after day, makes present here for us that perfect sacrifice of salvation on the altar. And from the altar flows that infinite grace offered to us in Holy Communion. But here too, we practice generosity ourselves by responding to that gift, by pouring out our own lives generously to the Lord. It's how we express our gratitude. We offer ourselves to the Lord. In the third Eucharistic prayer, we pray, may He, Jesus, make of us an eternal offering to you, to the Father. And so our presence here is vital to our growth in the faith. It is the source and summit of all that we do. And here, week after week, even day after day, we're invited to practice these two G's, gratitude and generosity. So let us do so anew on this Sunday morning, on this Lord's Day. Let us give Him thanks. Let us generously offer ourselves anew to Him. And let Him fill us anew with His grace, so that as we leave from here, we can also practice gratitude and generosity each day in this whole week ahead. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.